for USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
President Donald Trump in his happy place last night at the Congressional Ball in the grand foyer of the White House. In a four-minute speech, the president said no administration has done more in the first 2 years than his, and he sees a chance to work with Democrats on health care.
People don't realize it. I have a lot of friends who are Democrats. And if the Republicans and the Democrats get together, we are going to end up with incredible health care, which is the way it should have been from day one.
The conservative magazine Weekly Standard will print its final issue tomorrow, ceasing operations after 23 years. President Trump isn't sad to see it go, tweeting, "The pathetic and dishonest Weekly Standard, run by failed prognosticator Bill Kristol, who, like many others, never had a clue, is flat broke and out of business. Too bad. May it rest in peace." Kristol has been critical of the president, writing in July that Trump, in many ways, is a bad president. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root, and through my longtime affiliation with the Libertarian and Republican parties, I've learned a thing or two about how politics and the economy really work. The writing's on the wall. All signs point to a major shift in investing as we know it. If you haven't started buying precious metals, you need to. Call now to order the Wayne Allyn-Root Precious Metals Investors Package, which includes six different silver coins from major mints around the world for only $99. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653.
Look, I know this isn't the first MyPillow spot you've heard, and if you don't have yours yet, what are you waiting for? MyPillow stays cool, keeps its shape all night long. You can toss it in your washer and dryer, and it's like new again. Made in the USA, comes with a 10-year warranty and a great money-back guarantee. If you don't love your MyPillow, you have till March 1st to return it. How about that? Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Use my code USA and get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price, plus shipping. That's MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Enter promo code USA. That's promo code USA.
With 2 years to go, Republican Senator Susan Collins of Maine was asked on CNN's State of the Union about possible GOP challengers to President Trump in 2020.
It's healthy for our democracy. They would probably have an uphill climb since he is the president and is in office now.
When asked if she'll support Trump in 2020, Collins said she'd rather focus on governing rather than getting into a perpetual campaign mode. The White House is discounting claims by Trump's former attorney Michael Cohen that then-candidate Trump knew about payments to silence Karen McDougal and Stormy Daniels and knew they were wrong. On ABC's This Week with George Stephanopoulos, the president's current attorney, Rudy Giuliani, says payments made to the women did not violate campaign finance laws because they were not made for exclusively campaign purposes, but also to shield Trump's family from the women's embarrassing allegations.
Suppose he tried to use his campaign funds to pay off Stormy Daniels. It would be totally illegal. If it's not a campaign expense, it can't be a campaign contribution.
This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
More than 200 countries must report their greenhouse gas emissions and efforts to curb them.
Hearing no objections, it is so decided.
That's Michal Kurtyka, a Polish official chairing Saturday's gathering of climate talks in Poland, where an agreement was announced strengthening the Paris Climate Accord that President Trump had pulled out of. Scientists are warning that emissions of gases, such as carbon dioxide, need to drop sharply by 2020 to prevent potentially catastrophic global warming. When a military jet crashed off Honolulu this week, the pilot, Matt Pothier, ejected from the aircraft and wound up in the water with a spinal cord injury. Lucky for him, a good Samaritan, Mac Leitner of Extreme Parasail, was nearby to rescue him.
People back in the day who had injuries when they survived an ejection scenario, they got drug underwater because they couldn't get away from the parachute. Mac was completely qualified because he's had to obviously save people in his parasailing business.
The two were reunited at the hospital. A Bay Area mother is back with her children for the holidays. Maria Mendoza Sanchez returned to Oakland Saturday, 15 months after she and her husband were deported to Mexico. Sanchez had earned a bachelor's degree and was working as an oncology nurse after more than two decades in the U.S. with her husband. Sanchez was able to return when a healthcare company sponsored a visa.
And I said, like, I haven't done anything. There has to be a waiver. There has to be something for somebody like me.
But her husband was not eligible. At an airport press conference, she said there were days she almost gave up the fight. For USA Radio.